Well, there will be no television cameras which show it. If there is any clash with riot police, state-controlled television will show the demonstrators attacking the police, saying, well, these are hooligans. But there will no pictures be on Russian television showing that there is dissent in the country. There's something like a democratic movement. So there's a complete information blackout, which makes it so difficult for the liberal camp to organize itself and to bring over the message to the Russian public. Of course, we will have foreign journalists who will deal with the whole issue, who will report on the march, and it will, of course, bolster the Western view that Putin's Russia is an authoritarian Russia, but the Russian public will get a very different picture. The Moscow City Duma passed a law which allows the city government to prohibit any demonstration near historical buildings and near monuments, which actually means, given the character of Moscow, that you can have demonstrations only in the outskirts, which, of course, is one more problem for the Russian opposition to be seen, to be visible.
Can you imagine that they would break the law, try to get their people next to the historic buildings in Moscow? Can you imagine that a nervous Kremlin would go so far as to have Garry Kasparov or any of the leading figures in the other Russia arrested?
Well, that's probable, given the nervousness, which is hardly understandable on the side of the Russian leaders. The liberal demonstrators will definitely try to move into the city center. That, of course, is then a march which had not been authorized by the city institutions. That will be described on the state media. Well, it's a violation of the law. It's extremism, even, which is a law used by authorities to bring opposition politicians in jail. Maybe we'll see something of that. But at the end of the day, we'll have to say, well, in the political field, it won't make any difference, because we have to state that over the past 7 years, the various liberal parties have not been able to unite. If they don't unite in a single liberal party, they will not make it into the next parliament. That's the real problem for the liberals, not having marches in various urban cities of Russia protesting against the authorities. That won't make a difference in the political field.
Kasparov's mixed Armenian-Jewish background does not make him a natural candidate for a political office. So when the other Russia holds its party conference or coalition conference in July, it's quite unlikely that they would choose Garry Kasparov to be their candidate for the presidential elections.
I wouldn't say so, because there's no one else. Kasparov is at least better than Kasyanov. Kasyanov, who tries to reshape himself as an opposition politician, everyone knows that he was corrupt all over the 90s. So that doesn't make him a leader as well. Yavlinsky is a man of yesterday. He won't appeal to anyone. Besides, the Russian people have forgotten that there's a party like Yabloko. It turned into some sort of NGO. Yuri Gaidar has brought economic and social decline to Russia. Anatoly Chubais has arranged himself with the Putin government. So there's no one. So if you have no one, even except an Armenian Jew,